WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, currently 54 degrees here at the KJAN studios, under mostly clear to mostly sunny skies as that sun does continue to rise. Today we are looking for a high of 72 degrees under partly cloudy to partly sunny skies, and could be a little bit windy though with those northwest winds 20 to 35 miles an hour. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Robinson's True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In the news this morning, officials had to evacuate a Council Bluffs neighborhood because of a natural gas leak that was started by a copper thief. About a dozen houses were evacuated before dawn this morning while officials searched for the source of the gas leak. Residents were allowed to return home at about 6:30 a.m. Council Bluffs police say the gas leak came from a vacant home where someone had been trying to steal copper pipe. Officials believe the thief cut the home's natural gas line and water line while trying to steal that copper. Police arrested a teen suspect in the theft and recovered stolen copper. The affected neighborhood is a couple of blocks east of Interstate 29 on the west side of Council Bluffs near 36th and B Street. And we are expecting more updates on that situation as the day goes on today. KJAN News Time is now 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Missouri River is now completely open to all traffic. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers opened all stretches of the river earlier this week. The Missouri River had been closed to all traffic when flooding began this spring and also summer. The river had been gradually opening recently until the final stretch was given the all clear. Barge and recreational boaters will now be allowed on the river. And even though the river levels do remain high, the Corps says the river does appear to be returning to pre-flood levels. Proceeds from the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund and the T. Fred Golf Tournament are continuing to be distributed throughout western Iowa. One of the most recent donations was made possible by the fund, and it was the donation of an enclosed trailer to the Eastside Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Trevor's mother, Melanie Petty, says she and Trevor's father learned that the Council Bluffs Church was looking for a trailer to keep supplies so they could be ready on a moment's notice to help the community with any disasters. The church has made a pledge to log 10,000 hours of community service in 2011. Including the trailer, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has made over $20,000 in donations to date. Some of those many donations include books and magazine subscriptions to the Atlantic High School and Atlantic Public Libraries, $500 annually toward coaching expenses and t-shirts for all participants of the Trevor Frederickson Baseball and Softball Clinics, $1,000 annual contributions to the Neshna Valley YMCA's Partnership with Youth Program, and also $750 scholarships to two Atlantic High School graduates and a Southwestern Community College student. In 2009, a Council Bluffs apartment fire took the life of then 21-year-old Trevor Frederickson. He was a graduate of Atlantic High School. A gathering of World War II veterans will take place in Council Bluffs starting next Tuesday. Prisoners of war who surrendered to the Japanese in 1942 will be gathering at the annual Mukden Survivors and Descendants Reunion at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Ameristar from October 4th to 8th. The Mukden Prisoner of War was a Japanese slave labor camp using men surrendered during World War II. Mukden POW camp was located in the Manchuria in northeast China. It was one of the largest POW camps of the Japanese, imprisoning 1,500 Americans as well as other military men from Great Britain, the Netherlands, and several other nations. Registration will be next Tuesday with a banquet held on October 8th at the Holiday Inn. On October 8th from 10 to 11, the public is invited to meet and listen to the stories of these former World War II Japanese prisoners at the Holiday Inn. For more information about the event, contact Gloria Myers at 784-3913. Again, 784-3913, as reservations for the banquet are $25 and do need to be made by Saturday. Well, it appears more than likely that Iowa's caucuses will be held in early January rather than on February 6th. Florida officials are reportedly set to announce that Florida's primary will be held on January 31st. Matt Strawn is chairman of the Iowa Republican Party.
We'll wait to see what Florida ultimately does on Friday, but the one thing that Iowans need to know is that we will be first. The only open question is the date on which we hold our first-in-the-nation caucuses.
Republican National Committee rules forbid all but four states from holding primaries or caucuses before March 6th, and the date for the Iowa caucuses has been set for February 6th. But that was before other states, including Arizona and Michigan, as well as Florida, started flirting with dates in February and now even January.
If we're getting more kids walking, our goal...
Ironically, in attempting to assert increased relevance in the process, Florida's move only elevates the importance of Iowa and the other early states, because a compressed caucus calendar makes doing well in Iowa a necessity for a Republican candidate who wants to secure the nomination.
Strawn and other party officials will wait until the three other early states, notably New Hampshire, move their dates of their contests. Strawn hopes to avoid moving all the way into December of 2011, but he's not ruling doing that out.
I hope we don't have to move up to the beginning of the year. If we do, we will. But this also just elevates the importance of doing well in Iowa for the Republican candidates.
And now also taking a look at area news this morning. Winterset residents are being asked to conserve water as the level of the lake that supplies the city's water continues to drop. The level of Cedar Lake is at its lowest level since 2006, and reports say that the 65-acre lake's level gets lower each day. The city's water utilities manager says there hasn't been any significant rain since July, and with little rain in the forecast, the city is taking steps to keep more water in the lake by asking residents to voluntarily conserve water. Officials say if the lake falls another 2.5 feet, the city will have to buy water from the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association. Residents are being asked not to wash their cars, water their yards, or run water when they brush their teeth. Volunteers are still needed in southwest Iowa to help with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, also known as VITA. The VITA program is an IRS-sponsored program that certifies community leaders to prepare and e-file basic tax returns at no cost for low- to moderate-income individuals and families. Those interested in volunteering in southwest Iowa to help prepare 2011 income taxes should have a basic understanding of income tax laws, an interest in helping others, and basic computer skills. Volunteers will be provided basic training to help people fill out their basic 1040 tax forms. To find out more about the VITA program, contact the Shelby County Extension Office at 755-3104. 755-3104. Iowa has widened its lead over North Carolina as the nation's top hog producer. The Des Moines Register reported today that the U.S. Department of Agriculture lists Iowa's herd total at 19.6 million, which is an increase from last year's 18.9 million. The hog inventory in number 2 North Carolina dropped by 7% to 8.5 million. Producers blame the decline in North Carolina on the high cost of corn, which is shipped to the state to feed the hogs. The USDA says the nation's total hog inventory was 66.6 million. Producers have been setting strong prices. Shane Ellis of Iowa State University Extension says per head profits were $21.33 in August. He expects those profits dropped into the single digits in September. Now taking a look at world and national news, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits is down sharply, an encouraging sign that layoffs are easing. The Labor Department says that weekly applications dropped 37,000 to a seasonally adjusted 391,000 last week, which is the lowest level since April 2nd. Stock futures are rising after German lawmakers voted to expand the power of Europe's bailout fund, and the applications for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to a five-month low, as you just heard. Germany's parliament overwhelmingly approved a measure that will allow the bailout fund to buy government bonds and lend money to troubled governments. And Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry is renewing his criticism of the Federal Reserve Board, saying it must be more transparent. The Texas governor repeats in a CNBC interview that if elected president, he would not reappoint Ben Bernanke as federal chairman. KJAN Newstime is now 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, 92-year-old Nedra Lacey, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Nedra Lacey will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 80-year-old Melton C. Jacobson of Oakland died on Monday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Funeral services for Melton C. Jacobson will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 87-year-old Howard L. Merriman of Guthrie Center died on Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Howard L. Merriman will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 96-year-old Laura Schmitz of Wisconsin and formerly from Harlan died on Sunday. Massive Christian burial for Laura Schmitz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 76-year-old Sylvia Carr of Greenfield passed away peacefully at her home on Tuesday. Funeral services for Sylvia Carr will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 79-year-old Hazel L. Newton of Lewis died on Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Hazel L. Newton will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 86-year-old Wilma M. Rosenberger of Nevada and formerly from Guthrie Center died on Tuesday in Nevada. Funeral services for Wilma M. Rosenberger will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. And 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died on September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. And that's news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Robinson's True Value, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. That's Robinson True Value. I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News.